Richie Walsh was there today, was also on the broadcast of the preseason game. And let's get an update from Richie on what went down today at practice. Richie, who got most of the work with the first team offense, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
It was kind of split. I felt like Fields got more of the work here today than Russell Wilson. But I definitely expect Russell Wilson to play in the second preseason game. He even said at the pump in the booth that Art Rooney did, that they think Russell Wilson. But when asked today, Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin, they didn't really decisively give us an answer that Wilson would play on Saturday against the Bills. But
why do you
play
think,
a couple series.
Richie, if Wilson is now pretty much healthy, I get in the preseason games not playing him that much. But why is he not now getting the exclusive first-team reps in practice the way that, say, Mitch Trubisky did when he was competing with Kenny Pickett for the job?
Maybe it's a different approach. It's a really good question, and maybe I'll ask that up here, why they're splitting him pretty evenly. He's healthy. Wilson says he's healthy. He's going to play. And I don't think there's a quarterback competition. I've been up here a lot. I don't know if you think there is one. But I think this is similar to the Trubisky situation. Maybe they just want to get a better idea. I think this
Fields isn't under contract for next year. Do you think they want to try to get a long look at him so they can try to figure out a deal before the season starts that they might be comfortable with?
That's what I was kind of getting into. And I know they like things that what Justin Fields does. I mean, he does things that Russell Wilson can't do. And I think they were pretty impressed with him other than the quarterback center exchange during the game. They liked what he did on Friday against the Texans, but I'm guessing it's just a different approach, and you need to get a good look at this guy, especially if he's not going to play much in the regular season. And I don't anticipate Fields playing a lot. Maybe they'll have packages for him, but I don't anticipate him playing a lot because I think this is Russell Wilson's job, and unless he gets hurt, Russell Wilson is QB1.
Per Jerry Dulac, we also know another job that's been sewn up. Troy Fautanu is going to be the day one right tackle, even though he's going to be on the shelf for maybe a week or two. How much has he impressed people up there, Richie? Obviously, it's enough to get that job, but what have you seen from him and what have you heard people say about him?
Well, I don't know if he's going to be a day one starter. I don't like to go against Jerry on some of those things, but I think it's going to be Broderick Jones on the right side and Dan more on the left side. I think that's what they're trending in that direction. But they definitely want to rotate Fautanu, who's been a backup in both spots. And you saw Broderick Jones played more than any other starter, right, in that first preseason game. He played into the third quarter. I was sitting there with Chris Hoke and I were talking about it. We were wondering why he was playing so much.
He played 42 snaps, which was tied with Kyle Allen and Spencer Anderson for the most in the game, period, Richie. How about
that? Yeah, they want to see him at left tackle. But this injury right now, I don't expect Fautanu to be out more than a couple weeks, and he'll probably be ready for the first game if he plays. But I still think it's going to be Broderick Jones on the right side and Dan Moore Jr. on the left side, unless Dan Moore does something that makes him lose that job or an injury or something like that.
Richie, camp is winding down. You've been there most, if not all, days. Richie Walsh, who is your 2024 Steelers training camp MVP?
I have to go with, I know a lot of people are going to have different players here. For me, some people might go with Fields or might go with some of the other guys, but for me, it's 41, Peyton Wilson. I love the fact he has a Sidney Crosby work ethic. The guy's the first one out here, one of the last ones to leave. He is a football junkie.
Is he a real lunch pail guy?
Game.
Would you say he's a lunch pail guy? Okay.
Does he come with a hard hat?
No, he doesn't. Oh. But that's how I would describe this guy.
Would you say he has a nonstop motor?
Nonstop motor. And, I remember talking to you guys last year where I thought Keanu Benton was my most impressive rookie. Well, for me, it's Wilson this year.
Who's your least impressive player at camp? Would you feel comfortable saying
who is your LVP?
Yeah, just guy is an absolute LVP.
Who is showing LV penis qualities?
I feel comfortable saying that, but I can't really think of anyone that I would put into that category right now. I would say the guys that haven't been out here. I mean, we just got a first look at Cordarrelle Patterson yesterday, so I don't know You kind of throw me off.
The segment here, okay, I'll give you another one, Richie. The segment here is called Camp Chronicles. Chronicles, just another word for stories or whatever. The biggest chronicle or story, in your opinion, the most significant thing that has happened overall at camp?
Well, I always go with the big stories, right? And the big story right now is the quarterback position, or maybe the number two wide receiver position. Maybe the most disappointing chronicle, I would say, is Roman Wilson getting hurt. We didn't even have a chance to see if he would be the number two guy. But Van Jefferson out here, that's another guy that's kind of impressed me. I put him in the category with the Peyton Wilson. I mean, he's out here catching 300 balls every day after practice. Did it again today. I've seen him miss a couple, but he's gotten a lot better. He's taking that Antonio Brown routine. But the biggest storyline, definitely, it has to be the quarterback situation. And the fact that now Russell Wilson got hurt, pushing a sled, wasn't out there for the first week and a half. Then he ramped it up a little bit, did more work last week. And now they're kind of splitting series. And, you know, I think there's some people up here that think there is a quarterback competition. I don't right now. I think they have to go with Wilson first. Because you can't really go with Fields first and then put Wilson in, I would think. So, but I think we go back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier, that they want to give Fields an extended look because they got to figure out a contract situation with one of these guys next year. They need a, one of these guys under contract for next year.
Richie Walsh, check him out. Channel 2, Saturday night for the Steelers and Bills. He'll have post-game coverage with Chris Hoke. Thank you, Richie.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. We'll see you.